Back in the 1970s, biologists began finding wildlife near the Great Lakes with developmental problems. They found some chemical pollutants mimicked or interfered with the animals' hormones, disrupting the endocrine systems. Those are the systems that coordinate the nervous system, the brain, and the reproductive system. Studies show pregnant women who eat fish contaminated with these chemicals or otherwise come into contact with these pollutants can pass on their exposures to the child they're carrying. Sometimes the effects are easy to see, and sometimes they're not. An expert on these endocrine-disrupting chemicals and the author of a book on the subject, Theo Colborn, says it's been difficult to get government regulatory agencies to look at the effects of these chemicals because they're hard to pinpoint.
If you're not exhibiting an overt symptom such as convulsions, missing limb, or dead bodies, something that's very, very obvious, it's very difficult to make that link between exposure prenatally to what's occurring in the animal that's walking around today. These can be very, very insidious effects, and over a lifetime they can be very debilitating.
After years of debate about whether chemical pollutants might be responsible for disruption of endocrine systems, the U.S. government is taking a look at it. The Endocrine Disruptors Screening and Testing Advisory Committee, or EDSTAC, issued a report recommending a strategy to the Environmental Protection Agency. Mark Johnson is a toxicologist with the EPA in Chicago, who's part of that project.
The U.S. EPA has undertaken a process recently to develop testing methods to assess up to over 80,000 chemicals for these effects. So it's a very ambitious process to make a final determination of their effects.
Johnson says the EPA will prioritize first testing the most suspect chemicals for endocrine disruption, but Johnson says it will take at least 10 years to check everything the EDSTAC report recommends.
Well, if we were to categorize various chemicals for the ability to disrupt the endocrine system, there are many pesticides that have this activity, a wide range of industrial chemicals, including PCBs, mercury, a number of surfactants that are used in manufacturing of a whole range of products that are discharged in sewage effluent and into surface water. So it's a wide range of chemicals.
Right now, Johnson and his EPA colleagues are waiting for funding. Theo Colborn sat on the EDSTAC group making the recommendations. She says the EPA has done what it can so far.
But unfortunately now, there is no money to move ahead, and because there are so very many important economic products that are involved, components in plastics, pesticides that we're using, these kinds of things, that it's very, very difficult to get the support to begin to establish these screens and tests so that we can actually test products for this.
Colborn says it will be a political struggle to get Congress to fully fund the tests and a further battle to regulate or ban the chemicals once the tests are established. But even if the chemicals are tested and people are warned of the health hazards of certain chemicals, it's not certain they'll listen. The governments of Canada and the U.S. issue fish consumption advisories warning anglers to limit how much fish they eat because of pollution and the kind of contamination believed to cause endocrine disruption. A recent survey revealed people don't necessarily follow the advisories. Donald Cole is a research associate with the Institute of Environment and Health at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario. He's been interviewing hundreds of people fishing along the shores of the Great Lakes. They're asked why they eat the fish and how they tell whether the fish is safe to eat, and so on. Cole says he found government advisories are secondary to an angler's own sense of what's good and what's bad.
People are aware of biological contamination, stuff that smells bad, stuff that, you know, the eyes don't look good. In other words, and this is fairly generally true, people look at visible things or the extent to which the fish fights or not as indicators of health of the fish and therefore what may happen to their health.
So while the U.S. EPA will be trying to identify which chemicals have the potential for disrupting human reproductive and neurological systems, agencies on both sides of the border are trying to find ways to get the word to anglers and the people who eat the catch that eating Great Lakes fish, even fish that looks healthy, needs to be limited. Otherwise, the cost to their children's health may be great. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.